At the start of the Women's Day week, the world lost one of its towering giants of literature mere days before South Africans would celebrate Women's Day. The 88-year-old Nobel Prize laureate and Pulitzer Prize-winning Toni Morrison was known worldwide for writing and advocating for the African-American experience in novels such as The Bluest Eye, Beloved, Songs of Solomon, and Jazz. These novels, however, managed to reach and resonate with Africans on the continent as well. The OFM News team takes a look at the impact of Morrison's work outside of the borders of the country she called home, paying homage to her legacy.
OFM News Extra, in touch with your world.
Morrison was 39 years old when her first book, The Bluest Eye, was published in 1970. Prior to this, she had been a university lecturer and a senior editor at the publishing company Random House. In her interview with Time magazine on their 10 Questions show, Morrison talks about the inspiration behind her career jump from avid reader to author.
I thought my deepest passion was reading, and then at some point, not early, I was 35 or 6, I realized there was a book that I wanted very much to read that really hadn't been written. And so I sort of played around with it and trying to construct the kind of book I wanted to read. That book, by the way, was The Bluest Eye. It was just a book about me or somebody like me.
For many, their first encounter with Morrison's words came at tertiary level, but this did not lessen the impact a book like The Bluest Eye had on young adult women. Bulani Chwane reads Dimpho Bendile's piece on the meaning of Morrison's work on her life.
The first time I ever read anything by Toni Morrison was back in varsity when we had to read The Bluest Eye in my English literature class. I thought, wow, this woman is a genius. What stood out the most for me about her writing was her use of literary and poetic language, as well as her ability to turn a very tragic book into something so beautiful. I particularly love the chapter when Pauline, who is Pakola's mom, first meets Charlie, who is Pakola's dad. Pauline's first interaction with Charlie reminds her of the colors she saw as a child. The purple from the berry stains on her dress, her mom's yellow lemonade, and etc. The imagery in this passage was just so beautiful and amazing, and I remember reading it over and over again.
Kamagwini Mavovana echoes Bendile's sentiments and speaks on the author's legacy. She also shares what some of her favorite books are by the Nobel laureate.
I don't have the words to articulate the world you have created for us. You have left a legacy of love. You have left a legacy of pride within ourselves and within our stories. You've left a legacy of love letters telling us to be open and honest with who we truly are. Some of my favorite books from her include The Bluest Eye, Beloved, Tar Baby, Playing in the Dark, and one that I just received now, which is a compilation of short stories and poems, is A Mouth of Full Blood. May you rest in eternal peace, Toni Morrison, and we'll never ever forget your legacy.
In 2015, the New York Times Magazine published a piece on Toni Morrison by award-winning American-Ghanaian essayist and critic Rachel Kadzi-Gansa. In a profile on PBS's brief but spectacular program, Gansa explained why she felt compelled to celebrate Morrison in her own work.
One of the books that I remember changing everyone's lives was Beloved. That was the first time people who had been silenced, enslaved people, became human. And at that moment, I said, this is what a writer can do. And so for me, Toni Morrison doesn't exist on a human plane. She almost exists in this odd spiritual other world in terms of her work. And when she won that Nobel Prize, what was interesting is that a lot of prominent newspapers asked, does this woman deserve it? So when I had the moment to take the New York Times Magazine cover, I decided I'm going to take that cover to lay flowers at the feet of this woman and say, not only did you deserve it, but thank you.
A bigger part of Morrison's legacy is the way in which she forced human beings to turn inward, especially regarding prejudice. In the foreword to The Bluest Eye, published in later versions of the book, Morrison says, "There can't be anyone, I am sure, who doesn't know what it feels like to be disliked, even rejected, momentarily or for sustained periods of time. Perhaps the feeling is merely indifference, mild annoyance, but it may also be hurt. It may even be that some of us know what it is like to be actually hated, hate it for things we have no control over and cannot change. When this happens, it is some consolation to know that the dislike or hatred is unjustified, that you don't deserve it. And if you have the emotional strength and or support from family and friends, the damage is reduced or erased. We think of it as the stress, minor or disabling, that is part of life as a human. When I began writing The Bluest Eye, I was interested in something else, not resistance to contempt of others, ways to deflect it, but the far more tragic and disabling consequence of accepting rejection as legitimate, as self-evident. This feature was compiled by Olebogeng Motse for OFM News in Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra, in touch with your world.